Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got the lovely William Harding from the RSPCA. Good afternoon, William.
Afternoon, Max.
Can you speak into the microphone?
Oh, sorry, good afternoon.
Would you mind? Thank you.
I don't apologise.
That's what it's there for.
So you're from the RSPCA Isle of Wight branch. You make that very clear. It's a separate charity, even though it's associated or affiliated with the sort of main RSPCA.
Yes, but all the funds are raised here and they stay here.
They do, they stay on the island.
So what's going on down at Bohemia Corner then?
What's new? We have, on the 13th of July, we have two of our female members of team are abseiling down the Spinnaker Tower. Yes, rather them than me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can handle most things, but heights, definitely not.
I don't fancy that at all, but good luck to him.
Yes.
I
believe it will be... I'm not sure if it'll be Facebook lived, but it'll be all over
not
social
Vanessa,
media.
It's not
Vanessa, no. So it's Carrie Ann and Paige who...
Vanessa's rabbit tree. Sense.
Yes, Vanessa.
The rabbit tree, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, this is the rabbit tree ladies. They're all information, sponsorship, everything like that. It's on our Facebook page.
Which is?
Facebook.com or .co.uk/RSPCAIOW.
Right.
Like I say, if you want to get involved, sponsor them and see the photos and possibly some videos.
Yeah.
We're just sort of seeing... So my
and donate.
And donate, yes.
Of course.
So yeah. Before that though, on the this Friday, I'm at Jolly's Pet Store in Newport. So every year they're very, very kind to us. A couple of times a year they do a food drive for us.
Right.
What they do basically when you go in there, when you pay for your shopping, you can buy a can of life stage dog food. Rather than donate money, you can actually donate a tin. Like a food bank.
Yeah.
What I would say is they have done some amazing stuff for us. The donation at Christmas actually saw us through to sort of the beginning of June.
That's
it was
good,
an incredible amount.
That's amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have some animals that can't have that, but for that main crux, they do a lot for us. They let me go in there sort of once a month, once every other month to do a collection part and
that's
a little information hub.
Yeah.
So I'll be down there on Thursday between 10 and 3 and then I'll be hop-footing it to Wild Heart Sanctuary.
Right.
So they have their focus event. I don't know if you know much about that.
No.
So they have an event every year. You can buy tickets online and they are £2.50,
right,
and you get full access to the entire place.
Yeah,
but you have to book it, and you have morning slots and afternoon slots.
Okay,
and it's basically with the aim to engage young people into animal husbandry, really.
All right,
and there's lots of demonstrations, interactive stuff. Lots of animal related things. We have a stall there, so we will have interactive stuff and sort of recipes and things for making treats for your animals and things like that. So if you're coming to that, pop in and say hello. If not, it's definitely worth it because, like I say, not only do you get to see all the displays and everything, you also get full access to the sanctuary itself.
Right.
So, you know, obviously it's a great thing to do with the kids. I'll be doing that for 2 days. And then I'll be taking a well-deserved break.
Yes, I think you need it after that.
And then after the Wild Heart, we will then be at Morrison's in Newport. And that will be around the 12th of July.
Yeah.
Again, we've just started to do some great work with Morrison's. Carrie, who is their community champion.
Right.
She's amazing. So again, we're not necessarily just asking for money. We will have a trolley there. So if you feel so kind as to, rather than donate a pound, buy a pouch of cat or dog food, that would be amazing. We also are doing something called Festival of Heroes.
So that's
on the 20th of July.
Right.
Okay. So do you know much about that?
No.
I've heard of it.
Cool. So it's basically set up by the Daisy Chain Foundation, which is obviously a charity that works for children and whatever else. We've been really, really lucky that we were chosen as a charity to collaborate with them and have a stall there. We'll have sort of dog bowls down for water and we'll have various superhero stuff. It's basically a fun weekend at Northwood at the County Ground.
Yeah.
And there'll be all sorts of superheroes there, rides, attractions, food and all of that. So, yeah.
Are you going as yourself?
Possibly, or I may have to pop into a phone box and somebody else might come out.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, I'm not saying I'm Superman, but you've never seen the two of us together.
No, this is true.
That's very true, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got all that going on sort of over the next month, really. What I would say as well is which is amazing. We're inundated with volunteers for the Animal Centre, and we've got a couple of people that are going to be helping with our digital marketing. I am actually very much looking for people that would be willing to volunteer to come and help out at events.
Right.
So some of the events we would do is Garlic Festival, Trail Show, things like that. Obviously, you'd get a free wristband, and it would just be a case of we provide seating, just coming along, being part of the stall, sort of being part of the RSPCA family.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so if that's something
that... promoting the RSPCA, yeah, obviously.
Basically, yeah. So, you know, if that's something some people are interested in, then you can email me at fundraising@rspca-isleofwight, which is the long word, .org.uk.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what if I wanted to adopt an animal?
At the moment...
Have you got any on your website?
Yes, we do. So at the moment we have 25 cats in.
Oh, blimey.
We have 10 dogs, 19 rabbits, 2 ferrets and 2 guinea pigs.
Right.
Now, not all the cats.
Alicia's going home with all of those.
Of course she is. Yep. She keeps threatening this, but she never goes home with one. Most of the cats are available for adoption. They've all gone through assessment periods and that. Some of the dogs, even though we have that many in, aren't available for adoption.
Yet.
No. So they may be a case of they're not ours, as in they're through case or police or
or
welfare, which is obviously when people go into long-term care, we provide that. If you want to sort of get involved, if you're really interested in adopting, then you can visit our website, which is rspca.org.uk. No, sorry, rspcaiow.org.uk. That will take us to our main
Your
website.
Yeah,
which is manned by Rebecca, who's the head of fundraising. So,
have
a little look on there. Again, you can call us on 840-287 and we can send you out forms in the post. If you pop along to any of the events, I will have information on all the animals that are available as well.
Okay.
So you can fill out forms and do the stuff while I'm there. So,
brilliant.
Excellent.
And what if you want to donate? You just want to donate some money?
So there's several ways. You can pop into the centre.
Yep.
You can send a cheque.
Yep.
Either with both of those. If you're a UK taxpayer, we can claim gift aid if you're prepared to sign up. Basically, if you don't know what gift aid is for every £1 you donate, the government gives us 25p extra.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's for £10 donation, we'd get an extra £2.50.
Yep.
So,
and it all helps.
It really, really does. You can, there should be on our website and on our Facebook our donating pages.
Right.
That's usually the main way of going about it, really. Or, of course, if any of the events, if we're out and about. We are starting to get more charity pots out in supermarkets as well and other places. So if you see one of our pots, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah, brilliant.
So it's the RSPCA Isle of Wight branch.
Yeah, I do have a quick question. You know, when adopting animals, do you like give them like a recommend? Like, are they suitable? Like, do you like prefer them to have what they want? Like, can they live with other dogs or other cats? Like, yes or no?
Yes. So all of our animals, they go through an assessment phase. So they will, if we have a dog reactive dog, they obviously can't go with another dog. Or if they're too bouncy, then we put an age restriction on children. We always match the people to the animal, not the animal to the people.
Okay.
So basically you could have a four-bedroomed house in the middle of with a massive garden, but if we don't have an animal, that a dog that's suitable, we won't just for the sake of it.
So
well,
there you go, have that.
Yeah, this is it. And we very much do also as well, we don't have any limitations. So, for example, we have rehomed elderly animals with elderly people because they just want a quiet lap cat that will sit on their lap.
Yeah,
and
cool.
So, yeah, we do our checks.
I'd love one of those.
Yeah.
We have Zoomies at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for all you do down there at Bohemian Corner.
That's great. Thank you for having me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.